USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than a dozen people are dead after an SUV filled with 27 people inside collided with a semi-truck in Southern California. Hospital officials confirm 14 people died at the scene on State Route 115, about 60 miles west of the Arizona border, close to the U.S.-Mexico border. The California Highway Patrol saying the driver of the truck had only minor wounds. The SUV has a maximum legal capacity of 7 to 8 people. The Biden administration is imposing sanction on Russian officials and businesses for poisoning opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The intelligence community assesses with high confidence that officers of Russia's Federal Security Service used a nerve agent to poison Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on August 20, 2020.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is telling a Senate committee that the January 6th attack on the Capitol was domestic terrorism. New York is moving forward with an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James announced Monday that her office would investigate allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo from two of the governor's former aides. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio told CNN that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven, he should resign.
The governor issued a total non-apology earlier and in effect treated sexual harassment as some kind of laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious stuff. And we need a full investigation. If it proves that these allegations are true, how can someone lead a state if they've done these kind of things?
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of our top stories regarding Christopher Wray testifying before a Senate committee on the Capitol riot, Bank of America reportedly handed over customer data to the feds regarding the Capitol Hill riots. The bank handing over financial data from 211 of its clients who happened to use credit or debit cards for lodging, food, or other purchases in Washington, D.C. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley asked Director Wray about this.
I don't know any of the specifics, so I'd have to look into that.
And so has the FBI requested similar information from any other companies, to your knowledge?
Again, sitting here right now, I do not know the answer to that question. I do know that we work with private sector partners, including financial institutions, in a variety of ways, all the time, in a variety of investigations. But exactly the specifics of what may or may not have happened here, that I don't know sitting here as we're talking today.
Texas likes to stand alone, and it all started on this day many years ago.
Texas Independence Day is the celebration of the adoption of the Texas Declaration of Independence, which was signed on March 2, 1836. With this document signed by 59 delegates, settlers in Mexican Texas officially declared their independence from Mexico and created the Republic of Texas. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.